We're community supported Shine FM.
Hi, this is Angie here at Shine FM, and it's time for our community spotlight. These are things that are going on in and around our listening area that could affect you and your family. We are doing our community spotlight. In the studio with me today is Haley Labatte from the Logan County Tourism. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. I love these monthly updates. I want to find out what's going on, and the holidays are around the corner, so it ought to all be good. Tell me what's going on in Bell Fountain.
Yeah, so we actually, Small Business Saturday is coming up on November 30th. We will have deals all across the county. There will be a countywide shop hop where you can visit 15 stores with your chance to win a $100 chamber check.
Nice.
Yeah. And on December 6th at 6 o'clock at night, there will be a Christmas parade in downtown Bell Fountain. So be sure that the streets will be packed just like it is every year. And we always look forward to it.
Yep. And we're going to be out there emceeing, just as a shameless plug.
Yes,
there.
Absolutely. We can't. We're so excited to have you guys there.
It is going to be a lot of fun. I'm trying to get Kathy to come co-host with me for the MC, because will make it even more fun. Nothing like two high energy people that are going to be out there emceeing a parade. And so lots of things, lots of stores in this town that I don't see anyplace else. And I love the goodies that are everywhere. And so I think people should stick around. There's going to be shops open that night of the Christmas parade, correct?
Yes, absolutely. If you can, try to make a pledge to buy at least one Christmas present local this year.
Oh, that'll be good.
It would help out our local small town shops. And yeah. Also, you would be able to get a really great gift.
Okay.
As well.
Yeah, so. I like that. I just bought my son a train set from the education station.
Oh, yes.
It's his birthday, and he loves tractors and trains. And yeah, so we can find more information about what's going on in Logan County where?
At LoganCountyOhio.com.
Okay. Now, you brought in some folks with you today. Well, let's talk to Mitch first. Do you want to introduce who Mitch is and what he does?
Yeah, Mitch Lingrell is the president of the West Liberty Business Association.
In case people want to know, West Liberty is part of Logan County.
Where to track me down?
Yes.
They find me, trust me.
You know, it's not something that you can get to easily, but it's so worth the drive. Just got to say, love West
it's
Liberty.
It's really simple, Ange. Just drive south from Bell Fountain. It's an easy trip.
I live in Kenton.
Oh, it's even easier. Just go straight through.
Just keep going straight. All right. So it's not off a major highway,
right,
but it is worth the trip to get
most
to West Liberty.
Definitely.
Especially if you stop right as you go into town and get chocolate.
Well, you have to have the energy to go through the rest of town.
Got to. So you got to get the chocolate.
So stop at Breeze.
That's exactly what I think. That's a great plan. All right. So tell me what's going on in West Liberty this holiday.
Well, this weekend we're doing our family day in the village for our annual Christmas in the Village project. Used to be only one weekend we did it. We've extended it to four with different themes every weekend. The only weekend we aren't doing anything is 22nd, 23rd this year. You get full list of everything on mywestliberty.com. And I'm quite sure it's going to be on the Chamber site and the Logan County Visitors Bureau, because Haley and Lydia just pretty much are gold rock stars.
Okay, what's this website again? Because it's
mywestliberty.com.
I see this website everywhere. This is good.
Yes.
This is a good thing. And I happen to have visited the Rodeo and Western shop that you guys have down in downtown.
Straight out. It's awesome.
I have a horse, so it was perfect for me. I'm just like, oh, I want to buy everything. So again, great shops downtown.
Yes.
West Liberty, and family friendly. It's just a great little burg.
It's a wonderful community. We have, for the first time in a very, very long while, we have all of our storefronts on Detroit Street full and open.
Yeah,
and
that's great.
That's something we've been striving to get. So there's a lot of things happening in West Liberty.
All right, West Liberty. .com?
Yes, ma'am. MyWestLiberty.com.
All right.
If you go to WestLiberty.com, it gets into Kentucky, and that's where all of the mess starts, because we hear it all the time.
MyWestLiberty.com. All right. Of course, never a lack of anything to do in this area when it comes to the holidays, and it's such a great place to visit and shop, so make sure that you check out, what is that website one more time?
LoganCountyOhio.com.
LoganCountyOhio.com, and you can find out what's going on events-wise. We're not done with our community spotlight yet. There's a nice little location here in Bell Fountain that you definitely want to make sure you check out this holiday season. We're going to be talking with Chris Swisher in a few minutes from the Holland Theater. So stick around for more of the community spotlight. We're doing our community spotlight, and today we're talking about tourism in Logan County. And oh, I am so excited. I got Chris Swisher in the studio with me. She's with the Holland Theater, and the Holland has just gotten a makeover, massive makeover, right?
Right. Lots of people do makeovers to look new. We brought it back to what it looked like in 1931.
So now it's a beautiful old like it used to be.
It is. It is.
And so tell people what the Holland Theater is in case they've never heard of it before.
It's a historic theater in downtown Bellefontaine. It was built in 1931. It's the only Dutch-themed theater in the United States. So we're on the National Registry of Historic Places.
But, I mean, people have to realize that it looks like you're walking into a place.
Yeah, you walk into a street in Amsterdam.
Yeah, with the windmills, and it's just beautiful, and the stars in the sky. You still have the stars in the sky, right?
We do. It's an atmospheric theater, and so all of that's part of the ambiance when you get to the Holland Theater.
So I know that you do season stuff and then you do some other things. So how do people get tickets to come there, or do you have to buy a season pass?
No. Everything's individualized.
Is it?
You can buy for all the season, but you don't have to. You can just choose the show you want to purchase.
Oh,
and
nice.
That. If you call us at our box office, we can sell you tickets over the phone with a credit card, or you can come to the box office Wednesday, Thursday, Friday from 11 to 4:30. And Mackenzie is there ready to help you out and whatever tickets you want to buy.
Now, let me ask you this, just in case we have some people that are looking for it. Is it possible to rent the venue, or is it a portion that you can?
Yeah, it is. It is. You can rent the Holland Theater. We have structure available for you to look at as to what the fees are and, you know, accommodating what you need.
That's very cool.
Possible.
And what about movies? Do you guys have the equipment to show movies, or are you just doing live plays?
No, we do. We can show movies. We've got a big screen that comes down on the stage, and so it's an opportunity. And when we restored the theater, we did some things to improve our sound networking. So it's an opportunity. People like going to the theaters that are new shows, rocking chairs, et cetera. But we've got new seats. So I encourage that, you know, this theater will be great too.
What's the website for the Holland Theater?
TheHollandTheater.org.
TheHollandTheater.org. And yes, it really is a beautiful location. I would say everybody get out there at least at one point. If you're in Bellefontaine, definitely stop by and see it because it's gorgeous.
Do.
Thanks to everybody who came in this morning to talk about what's going on in Logan County. There's never a dull moment here. You can always find these kinds of events on our community calendar as well. Just go on over to shinefmohio.com under the community tab.
Community supported. Shine FM.